It's a KFC Radio Friday quickie, which means one thing. We are joined by the one and only Keith Markovich.
K-Marco, EIC in the building!
It's Friday, my official spot.
I don't know. I just said that right now. It doesn't have to be.
You never showed me the actual contract. You told me you signed me to a one-year contract.
Oh, that's right. You are signed to a one-year deal.
Without asking me.
Correct. You were not in...
We didn't discuss terms.
Consulted. You were not... your terms were not...
I found out on Twitter. I'm like an athlete that finds out your contract.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, we're not going to, what do you think, we're going to do things differently over here at KFC Radio? No. This is a Barstool deal. You will be signed to it without knowing, and you will not have any say in the terms, and you will have to just
It's more deal. Our fault than it is Barstool's, but I remember when I signed my contract, I had like, shit.
Yeah, we didn't
Turns out that was a mistake.
Well, I...
Why, did you come up with anything that was successful?
Turns out that was a mistake. Yeah, like, it's not really a big deal for me or you. For John, it was maybe the worst life decision of all time.
It was the worst negotiating move in business history.
Yeah, you know, it really was.
I remember just signing the thing. It was like right when Turnin bought us, and it was like, we have a new contract. I was like, okay, whatever.
Yep, I actually gave
Whoops!
It, I gave it the old college try, like... I read like 1.5 pages, and then I was like flipping. I'm like, I'm not gonna read all of this. This is crazy. So just tell me where to sign. You should have read the whole thing.
Yeah, but now
you
I should just have don't, had now I just don't
a lawyer
do
read the
anymore,
whole thing. So. Well, that's the thing. It's like, well, now that I know that I've signed everything away, I will just do the bare minimum.
Yeah, I'll just do exactly what I was signed to.
Then. We can fight fire with fire, pal. You.
Oh
you,
my God, I would kill myself.
Yeah, I was just gonna say you should kill yourself.
Dude, I was like, the thing is, like, I don't really like do a lot, so like, I don't need money.
Yeah, that's true. like I was actually thinking about this the other day, because almost every morning I wake up and I think, God, boy, John, really, you really fucked this one up. I was thinking, what if John was fucking rich, like theoretically theoretically, technically, he should be like as rich as Dave. Or, like, you know, he should be, like, next richest. He should be second richest. Well, imagine the dynamic if it was just, like, there goes fights, like, fucking balling out, like, dressed
to... He does kind of ball out.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, what would he be with money?
Oh, that's true.
You know, like imagine his clothes if he had the actual money to afford it. Imagine, like, he'd come, you know, be like, oh, I just got off the private jet. I was down in, like, the Virgin Islands for a little bit. Like,
he probably does that.
I'd bring you guys. So you guys would be just as mad. You guys are probably more upset than I am because, like, I'd take you.
That's true. Yeah. Fuck you, John.
We've hung out on a weekend, like, once in the past 2 years. We hang out every day at work, but I haven't seen him on the weekend.
He could be doing that. Yeah, you could be jet setting.
That's why I don't need money.
He goes dark on Twitter sometimes. He might be out of the country.
But the
luckiest thing Barstool has ever done is that this was done to John. Like, the fact this happened to John is so lucky for us. Imagine if this happened to me or you, revolted.
Like, no, John is like,
I revolted.
He's the most apathetic man in the world. That is true. You know what he does? You know what he's doing? He's doing, like, silent protests. He's doing, like, civil disobedience. We would be, like, fucking throwing Molotov cocktails through the window, like, protest. John's just like, I choose to do nothing.
Yeah, but his doing nothing is, like, 6 podcasts a day. And then
I know, that is true. Like, you do a lot. You do a lot for someone who says, I do nothing.
Yeah. Kind of a fake.
You actually should really do nothing.
You should just sit at your desk with your feet up.
Yeah.
But I do. That's what I do.
You should close the laptop and just sit there. And actually, what you really should do is be like, I'm not going to do any Saturdays for the Boys stuff. And you see what happens to this brand. Because they're like, oh, no, it just, you know, the machine, it'll keep it rolling. It's like, oh, will it? Okay. Yeah, we'll see what happens when I just don't give you any ideas. And I don't do any videos.
I accidentally give a lot of ideas.
I know. That's the problem.
They're like, oh, yeah, we should do it. I'm like, no, fuck, shit.
You honestly need a lawyer at all times. Forget about signing the contract. You need to be, like, sitting at, like, a desk, and you whisper to the lawyer, and he's like, nope, don't say that out loud. Do not say that out loud. No. I don't even know how we got on that topic.
I don't really know. Also, part of my contract
is signing your contract. Yeah.
You don't give me much of a heads up of when we're even doing it.
Correct.
So,
I said, you want to do it in 5 minutes? He said,
which is kind of better. Right, I kind of like it that way because I don't want to plan stuff out.
That's the way we are.
Because when we have given him heads up, he comes in with like a page of notes. I'm like, this is cheating, dude. You're going to be
movies,
so much better than
for us. Movies and stuff, if I have a list, I want to have it. But if you're just like asking me a random question, I'd rather just
off the cuff. Yeah. You get that natural reaction. Even if you don't have like an answer, it's funnier that way. So today's topic is the Whispering Walls. A couple episodes ago on KFC Radio, somebody called in asking about what's the best thing you could say to a girl through the Grand Central Whispering Walls. If you're not familiar with that, there's a spot in Grand Central's terminal where there's 4 corners and the ceiling is an archway, so you can speak in one corner and it travels over the top of the ceiling to the other corner because of the acoustics. And you can literally face the wall, and like 30 feet away, someone can hear you loud and clear if you just whisper into the wall. So it's the whispering walls. So somebody called
it?
In. I have, yeah. I haven't done it in this sense. I've done it like my dad showed me and was like, hey, check it out. But I've never whispered sweet nothings into a girl's ear.
Fucking pussy.
Yeah. You've disappointed me. Why didn't you go into the family business? Why do you just tell dick jokes on the internet? This is a house of cards. It's all going to come crashing down. You won't be able to work at past age 45. What are you going to do for retirement? This does not have the longevity you think it does. How are you going to provide for your family and your family's family? This internet is just a fad.
What if your dad brought you there and like just talk shit to like 12-year-old you, but didn't tell you it was him? Like changed his voice and you just thought forever that this corner of Grand Central is just like the roast corner,
the judgment corner. This is God's corner where he tells you everything you're doing wrong in life.
You little fucking pussy. You still can't tie your shoes. Like,
and your dad just brought you there whenever he wanted to yell at you, like. Dude, if you stand in the corner and look at this wall, it tells you everything that's wrong with yourself.
Developmentally, you're so far behind. You didn't know. You were in diapers till you were 5. You didn't begin walking till you were 4. You're a slow child.
You met the bed again. You're 6 years old. You need to grow up.
Oh, my God.
That would be way better than just whispering shit to a girl. Call it the judgment corner, the roast corner.
The roast wall's good.
So this, the question was, though, what's the best thing you can say to a girl via the whispering walls? Because the way this all came up was I saw a couple, a guy brought his girl down there, and clearly it was her first time doing it, and she was just smiling ear to ear. It's a great date move because it's just this quirky little thing. You know it. It's like a secret. She's like, wow, that's impressive. And if you say the right thing, you know, it can go a long way. So I actually tweeted it out, and I wanted to get some recommendations. We were giving it some thought because on the fly we didn't think so well because our brains are dumb. But then we found out, why don't we bring in the expert, K. Marco, who has done this before.
No, I haven't.
Oh, I thought that was the whole thing.
No. He thought of something as soon as we asked him.
Oh, I thought you said you had, like, said something to a girl via the whisper.
No. You said it, and I was like, oh, I would say this. Oh, I'm trying to get the girl, right? I'm not with the girl already.
Whichever.
If I'm trying to get the girl,
yeah,
then I
like,
know
it's
what
like
I would
it's
say.
Like you're on a date, but
yeah,
like
a first date,
like
let's say.
Oh.
Yeah. Like it's not like a stranger walking by and you're like, yo, bitch, go to that corner. I'm gonna say something cool. All right, so what would you say then?
Say,
I have equity in $150 million company.
Winner!
I mean, that's just a no-brainer.
Wow.
It depends on your age, too. Like, at my age, that's what girls want to hear.
Yes,
if you're, like, if you're 25-year-old, then you want to say something like, oh, I'll let you guys talk. But different age range, girls want to hear different things.
Yeah, yeah, I feel
when you're
that.
30, 31, 32, that's what they're looking
for. Well, this is interesting in any sense because...
That's so fucked up, see, considering how this conversation started.
I was just going to say, John's sitting there like...
Mine is like...
Well, I don't. I don't have equity. And also, I signed a contract that, like, pretty much lost me, like, a couple of $1 million.
All right, I'm out.
I'm gonna go back to not doing work. See you later.
That's where you should go, John. You should be like, listen. I don't have a couple $1 million, but I rightfully should because I'm creative and a hard worker, and it's just because my company won't honor it and they won't do the right thing. But I still get credit for that, right? And then you turn and look at her.
Dude, I remember like when I was on Liz's show, like that she's like you. I didn't realize like you created Saturdays for the Boys, and like when like the cameras pull out, she's like do you get like a lot of that royalties? I was like, oh, I get zero.
Oh, nothing. Oh, no, absolutely. Oh no, zero.
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 Zero. Like not a fucking penny.
Oh my God, it's so annoying. It drives me crazy. I can't imagine I'm doing this.
I always just don't think about it, and then we get in here and you guys like bring it up intentionally, I think.
No, the worst moment ever, let's relive it, was totally unintentional. When we found out that the, I don't even want to say the phrase because we're not allowed to, the dude who does the boxing ring announcing, let's get ready to fumble, I'll say. Anytime you say his phrase on the radio, he has a team of people who scrub like the internet, and then he sues you, and he wins every single case somehow, and it's just like $50,000 a pop, and he's made something he's made something like $100 million off it. And we're talking about on the radio, it was just a topic, and I was like, holy shit, that is amazing. Like, imagine having that. Imagine creating a phrase that people want to say so often, and you could make. And John was sitting there like, yeah.
I can't imagine that.
That's my reality, minus all of the hundreds of millions of dollars.
But, Gabe, we're going to get a trip to Los Angeles out of it.
That's true. Hey, now.
Well, maybe.
Perks, baby, perks.
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see.
I texted Erica, and she said, eh.
Oh, boy.
This is a depressing podcast. Do you have anything you would say, John, to the Whispering Wall? Here, let's read some of the...
I'm broken, so I'm unbreakable.
Nothing you can say can faze me.
That's a good one.
That's actually like a rap lyric. I'm broken, so I'm unbreakable. I kind of like it. And it's like broody and like angsty.
It's like the girl. Chorus from a Yellow Card song.
Yeah. Very emo. Very emo.
I just thought of that as we're discussing this stuff. Like, I'm never gonna have money, but like, you can't hurt me.
Your dad's a lawyer, right? We could probably sue for this song.
There's gotta be a way. I tweeted it out, and I wanted people to chime in with their best suggestions. And I'm actually disappointed in myself for not coming up with this, because this was the overwhelming response: is the Yin Yang Twins. Just wait till you see my dick. Whisper song. Pretty much like all of the Whisper song.
But hey, little mama, let me whisper in your ear.
I would never set expectations like that, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's like,
I would never reference my dick.
Okay.
Just let it surprise
you. Go ahead. Like, let's see it. And I mean, well, it's not actually that good.
Wait
till you see it, because it's going to be underwhelming.
You will never see my... That's all. You'll never see my flaccid dick.
Never. The only way you get to see my flaccid dick is if you marry me. And even then, I'm still very uneasy about it.
Even then, you'll have to sneak under the covers, Bob.
Let's see. Let me see some of the good. this would be a good one for you, John. 1% battery life should be a thriller movie. It should be an action movie. Let's see. I'm scrolling through here.
It's a hard thing to do. Like, even like the most. I wasn't wowed by like any of the responses, really.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. Is that it's basically asking, like, it's like a pickup line, but not a pickup line. You're trying, like, say a line to a girl that differentiates you and kind of wows her and makes her laugh and makes her intrigued and wants to hear more all in one line.
See, I'm
That's
very
fucking
good.
Hard.
I'm actually good at that.
Are
like,
you?
Well, but like, but it depends. Like, I don't have a line.
Well, somebody tweeted me like, "What's the worst date you could think of?" Because that's like your, but that's not really a line. That's like your.
John's
method.
Very smooth. John's a very smooth and confident guy.
I'm, but like, it's on a case by case basis. It's not like I could, like, I'd have to think of something that references our conversation that we've had, like,
right,
in the text.
Yes.
But you,
like,
you always succeed.
I succeed quite often, yeah, but like, it's not like...
How about that?
I don't
I succeed quite often, babe. don't resist. I succeed. I will succeed.
It's like, it's kind of Jim-esque. You know how Pam references how Jim, like, is great at gift giving? I'm very good at gift giving too. Cause I'm believe it or not, I'm rather thoughtful.
You're a romantic.
And I remember like the too. Little things, and I'm like, oh, I'll reference that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's very much personally tailored.
Yeah.
That's how, I mean, that's the tip. Like, you have to, you can't use like a line, really.
No.
John's kind of a, I feel like John can use a line or like a series of lines in the initial meeting in a bar. Like, I'll never use a line. I'll never like pick up a girl in a bar. I'm a like, you get to know me for like
a month and a half, two months.
And you're like so surprised at how that I'm not a loser and that I'm cool. That you're like so taken aback by that. You're like, wow, he's even better than I thought.
John doesn't give himself enough credit because he can pick up a girl in the bar, but he acts like he can't.
I can't. I can't. Last time I picked up a girl in a bar.
It would take me a good 2 months before anything.
Yeah, no, the same thing. It took me a year for my last girlfriend. You have to be forced to be around me.
I don't know,
and
man.
Then you have to like.
I think you sell yourself short. I think when you walk into
I like
a
how
bar,
you guys broke me down to start the podcast.
We're building
you
up,
back
Jason
up.
Bourne style. We're gonna make you. Yeah. I think if you walk into a bar, girls are like looking at you, and if they were single, and they would be like, I hope he comes over here and talks.
Now imagine if you were a millionaire on top of that. Oh, buddy. Damn.
They would know you, man. There goes that boy fights.
You could actually afford the drinks you buy them.
Put it on my debit card.
That's the most annoying thing about you is you use a fucking debit card.
I have bad credit. I'm not a millionaire. I have bad credit.
There's a line.
I tried
too.
To get a credit card the other day because you make fun of me all the time. I got denied.
Oh my God.
Your credit has to be so bad to get denied.
I mean, they almost want people with bad credit because they're going to be able to rack up fees and shit, but they were like, no, this one's too bad. No,
I wasn't declined. It was like, you don't have enough credit cards in your history.
I've never gotten one.
The girls won't be impressed anymore. The girls won't be.
It was like, you've never had a credit card before? I'm like, no, I never even thought of one.
You were at a cute level of like of poor, but now that's
poor.
Sad.
I'm not poor.
Oh no!
How about this, John? How about you tailor it to the girl? Let's say you know she's a fan of like The Office, and you go like Beats, Bears, Battlestar Galactica.
Nah, that's not the one I'd use.
What would you use? That was young Matro said that. Mm. But you know what I mean? Like use a good like. What if you were just like I'm a 5-star man? You knew she was a Sunny fan.
God, I don't know.
I think that can work. I think if you know like her favorite show,
that's kind of how this started.
Her favorite
the guy
song.
Said, hey, honey, you want to make $14 a hard way?
Right, because they had
talked about how they were Caddyshack fans. So like he did like the hey, you know, like get no respect.
Start singing Dayman.
I don't think I'd use a show. I think it would be personally tailored to the conversation we had on the way to Grand Central.
What about maybe you just drop some knowledge on her and be like. Jet fuel can't melt steel beams.
Did you know that the Denver airport is...
Did you know this? The Denver airport's bigger than, like, everything in the world? The Denver airport's bigger than, like, several large cities in America.
I thought that was a joke.
No, apparently it's bigger than San Francisco, Miami, Boston. It's bigger than, like...
In what measurement?
I think, like, square footage. Just, like, size.
That can't be right.
That's what I said.
No, it's bigger than Manhattan, I know that.
Oh, like, including the surrounding... Tarmacs and grounds.
Which is a little unfair, okay. But still, like, it's bigger than San Francisco.
Oh,
that's fucking wild.
I know for a fact.
Unless people
are
starting to troll me.
We're
at the point now where you could tell me, like, the Denver airport's bigger than Venus. And I'd be like, okay, it's got to be true. I think what John said is the real point here. You got to tailor it to, like, your... what has been going on in your conversations, just like anything else. If you're texting with a girl or talking to her, you got to make it a little customized, because if you do something that feels like canned, they know, they feel it. It's like, well, I'll use that on the last, yo, you bring every girl here and tell her like your eyes are so beautiful or some shit like that. It's like they know. Yeah. when you're just recycling your old tricks.
I'm a strong texter. I don't ever speak on the phone, really. It makes sense, which is why I'm never on podcasts. That's why I just do writing. But once you get me on the phone or talking in person, it's such a struggle. I just thrive on being behind the keyboard.
I mean, I think everybody has a level of confidence.
I think this is kind of like a texting, but talking.
Yeah, because this,
like, you're
this
not looking
you pretend
her in the
nobody.
Face. It's
yeah.
like you're just looking at a wall.
Yeah,
like, I'm just saying things, and like she happens to be hearing them over there. It's kind of it's like a texting, but weird.
Yeah. Oh, if you got a giggle out of her, that would be the best. Mm-hmm. If you heard the giggle come back over.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's when you know you're in. Or I mean, the worst is if you just hear dead silence and you're staring at a wall. Well, that didn't work. I would just walk
just
away.
I'd just stand there. I'd keep standing there until she left.
Did you leave
like anything?
Are you gone? Can I turn around now?
Oh my God, it's great stuff. John, you should just say Saturdays are for the boys tour. Just say it out loud. Derek Jeter wasn't even that good.
I'd say I'll make your bed in the morning.
How about this one? The Beatles are overrated.
The Beatles are overrated.
Because you know what? Then you know, John. You know if it's if she's for you. If she's like if she whispers back like yeah they are, then you're good. And if she's like what? What about like Hey Jude and Abbey Road? And you're like we're done here. We are done. I'm absolutely over you. The Golden State Warriors blew a 3-1 lead. Oh, I'm a beta boy. I'll say, oh, you know what? I'm going to say spit in my mouth. That would be my line. Spit in my mouth. Let's go somewhere where we can spit, girl. Let's go somewhere where what? We can sit? No, spit. I said spit. I said spit on me and you. Both of us spitting back and forth on each other. All right. So that's the whispering wall / fights legal session.
Yeah. All right. Did I win? I think I won.
Yeah, yeah.
I won
yeah,
best
yeah.
whisper.
Yeah, yes, you did. That's K Marco's weekly quickie appearance. Please tell the guy he's better at podcast than he says.
Yeah, he's very good at podcasting. Yeah. I don't know why you're so hard on yourself.
Well, I like to do it in small doses. You can't spread me too thin.
You don't want to overexpose like they did to us.
I never oversaturate.
Like I absolutely am. You don't want to have to recycle takes for hours a day because you're on several different shows. That would not be good.
I never oversaturate the market with K-Marco.
Smart
keep
man.
It very.
Keep always, is, always leave them wanting
the
more.
The brand is very tight yep. and controlled.
I feel that. That's good. Mine's not. I'm loose. My brand is so loose. My brand, I am so slutty. My brand is a whore. Yep, I'll do that. Sure, I'll talk over there. Yes, new show? Fine. What's my body count? Don't care. All right, we'll see you guys Monday for a full... No, how does this work?
Another quickie on Monday.
Another quickie on Monday on KFC Radio.
It says San Francisco is 46 square miles and the Denver airport is